Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So flush with a brand new 60% approval rating and all of the fallout, the presidential gravitas fallout from the bin Laden raid, President Obama was on the road yesterday near the Mexican border in Texas yesterday, talking not about gas prices or Osama bin Laden. No, the president was talking about immigration reform.
We need Washington to know that there's a movement for reform that's gathering strength from coast to coast. That's how we'll get this done.
Immigration reform, the president says that's how they'll get reform done, by motivating people to see the economic interest in making immigration reform happening. But is that a realistic prospect? Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Did it surprise you at all that the president's first foray, I guess it wasn't a strict political fundraiser, out into the heartland was on this issue, immigration reform?
Well, John, the president has promises to keep to Hispanic voters, to a lot of not just Hispanic voters. They're not the only ones who want comprehensive immigration reform. And certainly Hispanic voters don't vote just on that issue. But it is important in that community. I wasn't completely surprised, only because members of Congress who care most about this issue have been leaning on the president hard for these last several months, largely behind the scenes, meetings at the White House, asking the president to at least give voice to this issue since last year and the year before when immigration reform fell flat on its face in Washington. Scant progress made since his presidency started, John. In fact, the only thing that's really been accomplished from the president's perspective is stuff Republicans demanded on immigration, more border security. The president says they wanted a fence. We built them a fence. They wanted more border agents. We did that too. So listen to what he has to say about what Republicans are going to demand next on immigration reform.
Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the border patrol, or they'll want a higher fence. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat.
President there yesterday poking fun at the so-called immigration paranoia security issue that has really motivated all the changes in the laws that are now being challenged in court in Arizona and Utah. You know, it's a big political issue near the border. But I'm just wondering if the president has spent so much time, in theory, appeasing Republicans on this issue of security, how do people like Luis Gutierrez feel, who, as you've said moments ago, have been working steadfastly behind the scenes to try to get the president to focus on something besides the security issue? Are they willing to go to bet this is going to be comprehensive?
John, Luis Gutierrez puts on a bright face about this issue. He pushes hard about it. I can't tell you what's inside his head, but I can tell you what leaders on both sides of Capitol Hill on this issue are saying, that the chances of comprehensive immigration reform are not good, not good at all. And both sides of the aisle seem to acknowledge that. Both sides saying yesterday that the political will for this thing just isn't available right now. I mean, when you look at how polarized Congress is, there are a few issues that are more polarizing in Congress right now that take more of a consensus attitude to get done, bridging Tea Party, who is nervous about illegal immigration, American corporations, many of whom want cheap labor to have to be available in this country, and a lot of Americans who say they're just uncomfortable with the number of illegal immigrants that are already here.
Well, hold on a second on that. So you're saying there are interests in the sort of conservative side that are have a vested interest in the status quo because it supplies them cheap, undocumented immigrant labor, and they're willing to accept that?
Well, I won't go as far as to say that those economic interests want access to cheap undocumented labor. What they want access to is cheap labor. They would prefer it to be documented because it's easier to do business that way when you know what the rules are and you can do business within the rules. This was the recipe that George W. Bush tried to use to get comprehensive immigration reform when he was president, to bridge to sort of bridge Democrats, really, with the corporate interests on sort of in the Republican camp, to say we can all come together and agree on a path to citizenship for people who are already here. Families don't get split up, liberals like that. There's a cheap labor pool, corporations like that, and then a lot of stuff on border security, conservatives like that, and we can stem the number of new immigrants coming in. Everybody's happy. Guess what, John? you know this, it never worked. It fell flat on its face.
This could be a different world here. Let's listen to House Republican Leader Eric Cantor talking about sense of the chance of comprehensive reform.
The president's off talking about comprehensive reform. We've been down that road before. I believe, in turn, we should do things that actually produce some progress and results.
Okay, that's the GOP leader Eric Cantor in the House. How about Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey in the Senate?
The reality is looking at the House, you know, Republicans and some of the positions they've taken, you know, I don't see how we get comprehensive immigration reform through.
But I'm wondering if the White House is betting that it's a new world after Bin Laden, that the security issue is maybe in decline, and that looking forward to 2012, the GOP is going to be up a tree if they find themselves alienated from Hispanic voters across the country.
Well, I think that is part of the reason, part of the strategy of why the president is pushing this now, sort of trying to paint Republicans into that classic box of appearing to be less pro-Hispanic, frankly, than Democrats are. That's a political winner for Democrats. I think it explains why the president's doing this. Does that mean Congress can get something done? I think that's a far, far different story. And the Democratic pressure game, John, continues today. Remember the DREAM Act?
Sure.
That was a
path to citizenship with a college degree.
Right. College
and serving military. Military
service.
Right.
For children of illegal immigrants who had no control over how they came here. That bill comes back today. Democrats are reintroducing it in the Senate. They think it's a political winner again. Another one that used to be low-hanging fruit, used to be easy to do. There was bipartisan support. Failed last year. Democrats will bring that one back today to try to get that passed and also to put that pressure that you're talking about on Republicans on the issue of immigration for 2012. But it seems right now that pressure is just about all Congress can muster, not results.
All right, Todd Zwillick, D.C. correspondent, talking about the possibilities for immigration reform, which is what the president talked about in his speech in El Paso, Texas yesterday. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure, John.